Rimeis Achiv. Shabbos you can say it has relevance. But Rimeis Achiv there's no relevance. But how about Nishmas? Why is it that Nishmas that is recited together with the Tzukim Zimre? It's not Tzukim of Israel Kiddush, but it's recited together with Tzukim Zimre. Why is it recited together with Tzukim Zimre? Why? Because they partake of the same nature of Shvach Ridoi. Shvach Ridoi. Is that peculiar to Shabbos? Does Nishmas mention anything about Shabbos? Nishmas doesn't mention anything about Shabbos. But Nishmas, you see, Nishmas emphasizes the element of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nishmas. It emphasizes the element of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because in Zachariah, we also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. We mention, even if it isn't really mentioned, but we mention it very briefly. Because that was the Takonis Chacham. In other words, since we have to give Shvach Ridoi in the Pesukim Zimrei, general Shvach Ridoi, for general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chasodim that are universal, to all men, Jews included. So the Melee Jews cannot avoid mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, a Jew, even when he gives general Ridoi, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot for a moment forget that besides being a human being, he's also a Jew. So that's why Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in the Shvach Ridoi. In brief, it's mentioned in the Shvach Ridoi, the general Shvach Ridoi of the Pesukim Zimrei. Even though, essentially, the Shvach Ridoi that is expressed in the Pesukim Zimrei and in the Broches is general Shvach Ridoi for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not it's here. I mean that are universal and common for all men. I mean everything. The way that the Rebbeinu Shalom accommodates all men with all their needs. But since he gives Shvach Ridoi in the Pesukim Zimrei, the Broches of Pesukim Zimrei, gives general Shvach Ridoi for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are universal, so he has to mention it's just a title. But primarily, the Pesukim Zimrei and the Broches of Pesukim Zimrei are expressive of general Shvach Ridoi. Not the peculiar, the unique Shvach Ridoi for Yetzias Mitzrayim that is peculiar to Jews, not the Goyim, not the other human beings. But on Shabbos, so the Nishmas emphasizes Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yinu chidu mo l'shir kayom, u'shinu rino kamim galo, and so on. In an achtu ma'spikim le'edzu avanshim, u'kinu kam seinu, u'vork ha'shvei ha'lachas mo'o et elu ha'ofi ha'lofi 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 ביומים האחים אשר עשיתם לארצנו ולימונו ממצרים גא אותנו אשר אלוהינו ובסבונים בריצונו ורוב אותנו וסובו קנה אותנו. So together, but in conjunction with Yetzias Mitzrayim, in conjunction with Yetzias Mitzrayim, only on Shabbos. Why is that? Why is as far, insofar as the Shvach Ridoi that is recited every day is concerned, why should there be a special emphasis on Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Why should there be a special emphasis? As a matter of fact, there are many Rishonim who say, some historians, have different theories, but there are many Rishonim who say that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Nesamim. The Midrash actually says that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Nesamim. I mean, we don't know, it's not mentioned in the Chazal, on the Nishmas. But the Midrash says that the Nishmas was enacted by the Anshei Nesamim. And the whole Nishmas emphasizes the Yetzias Mitzrayim in the midst of the Pesukim Zimrei. And only, so now the Anshei Nesamim or the second Nishmas, because they felt that Yetzias Mitzrayim must be emphasized, even in conjunction with the general Shvach Ridoi. For the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why did one day Yisakim bad? For every day, why not after Shabbos and Yom Tov? So I think that this has to do with the more we learned last time. Omer HaMachel Vayakol, Mitzor Shiyatze Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kidei Shayei. So Rashi said, he says, Mitzor Shiyatze Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Kidei Shayei, Bein B'Kenis, Bein B'Kvilo Shel Shabbos. So in other words, so that means, and he says, B'tfilah shel Shabbos, B'tfilah shel Pesach, B'tfilah shel Adin, B'matzino Pesach. So two levels. What is Mabuzino? So explain it last time. Mabuzino means that show me Adin, which is completely based on Matthias Mitzrayim. So it's Mabuzino. So it's one and the same Aloha. And for Chavez is based upon Chibush Evo, by separation. Matthias Mitzrayim, but there is a connection with Mitzrayim. So that's Xerashot. So we see from this Rashi that there is a special emphasis of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom. He mentions that not in connection with Kiddush, in connection with Pirato. So it doesn't have to be in the midst. I mean, that would be in line with the Mishneh Berurah's explanation of the Mishneh Berurah's explanation of the Mogavon. Mogavon says that we are Yetzin, even though we don't say Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Tefillah, but before the Shneh Esrei say. So the question is, so it's not in the Tefillah. But insofar, if it had been, if the Tefillah Shel Shabbos had been based upon the same pasuk as the Tefillah every day of Vavadis Shem Al Kechem, Ulohov Dov, Avin Shemoed, so then Yetzias Mitzrayim would have to be in the midst of the Tefillah. But there is a special halacha of Tefillah on Shabbos and Ayonteh, of Mikro Kedesh, as Rashi mentions, Kacheyu B'machel B'mishteh, B'ksus Nikiyo B'tefillah. So in other words, so there is a halacha. So what does tefillah mean? Tefillah means that we have to mention the Kedushas Hayeh. So it doesn't have to be in the same Shmoneh Esrei as the Broche of Kedushas Hayeh. As long as on Shabbos, so we mention Kedushas Hayeh, and we also emphasize mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we're making that mitzvah. So we may like, that's the reason as to why, since there is a halacha of a special halacha of emphasizing Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And according to Rashi, it's not only peculiar to Kiddush. It's not only peculiar to Kiddush. It means to Tefillah too. It has reference to Tefillah too. And the Tefillah, not the Tefillah of Avin Shebelev, but the Tefillah of Mikro Kiddush, of Kacheyu B'Tefillah. So Mele, so that mitzvah of Kacheyu B'Tefillah can be fulfilled if he, let's say, he mentions Kiddush Hayeim, Kiddush Hayeim, the Broch of Kiddush Hayeim of the Shem Esrei of Shabbos. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, he discusses Yetzias Mitzrayim in Nishmas. Or, I mean, the Mabayom doesn't mention Nishmas, the Mabayom mentions the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Brochas of Kishma. Doesn't make any difference. But that's the reason as to why the Chachomim were misaking Nishmas and Shabbos and Yom Tov. Because there is a special halacha of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shabbos and Yom Tov. All right, so the Melech, that's why we have now, why we have two broches? Because Pesach night, so we have to give, so one broche, let's say according to the Rashba, so one broche is the broche of Halal, is the Shvach Vidoy of Halal, so that requires a chzime, like, just as it requires a chzime, every other time when we say Hallel, and then Birkas Hashir, that's the Shvach Vidoye, the general Shvach Vidoye. But even the general Shvach Vidoye must be coupled with Shvach Vidoye for Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's exactly the reason as to why in Nishmas we emphasize Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we require two points. Now, I started to say that in connection with Tesis. So Tesis says, Ina medakim motu shenoadu, hava mine dafke viyomi, hava jolayu in tzokhu voleich, so kamash. Now the question arose, why should we say that the Balayu Yitzhokhu Voleich in the Mokim Shebahadu? But since Balayu Pesach night, you have to say Hallel. So it's Mistabler. I mean, how could there be another Salkadaito? So it's Mistabler, so it's another portion. That for whatever reason, you have to say Hallel Pesach night, even though any other day of the year, there is no Hallel at night. There is only Hallel in the day. But the fact is that you Pesach night, you have to say Hallel. So why shouldn't you be required to say it in the same way as you say it when you say it every other time? So if it's Mokim Shenu'adu, we borei hachov. So it would be borei hachov. So we should be borei hachov even Pesach night. So that has to be explained in accordance with the Shita. That is to be explained in accordance with the Shita of the Rabbi Goyim. The Pesach night, the Hallel is with the Ashir. Now, how will we explain that? Now, what does it mean? So that means now we are saying that Hallel essentially is Shvach Goyim, not just Shvach. So why the Rabbi Goyim? Why does Rabbi Goyim distinguish between Hallel with the Raskriye and Hallel with the Ashira? The answer is this. Every time we have to say Hallel. So in the Kiyumah Mitzvah, it's a Kiyum of Shvach Goyim. But the Mechayev of Hallel is only with the Ashvach, as with the Raskriye. There is no Chiyum of verb Goyim. There is a Chiyum, a chemist of holidays, of a mitzvah midis, to believe, to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same every moment of our lives. But there is no chiyuv of verb leidoy. Pesach night, there is a chiyuv of verb leidoy. So, the mechayev, so that means, how the teras kriya means that the mechayev is the teras kriya. The chiyuv is the teras shvach. But when you say Hallel, even though you're not mechuyev, even though the mechayev is not mederas doye, is not mederas verbally doye, but when you say Hallel, so then you are mekayim a mitzvah. You are mekayim a mitzvah of shvach leidoy. But the chiyuv is because of shvach. The mechayev is not doye. Mashiach in Pesach night, so the mechayev is verbally doye. That's why Rabbi Goyim says that it's mederas shir. Jesus says here, a few people should know I go. Have a mine, dafke, biyomi. I would mildly talk about for the same reason that there is no pochel for them by Allah. Please, I go and say, why not? Because if they are Shire, so I would say that even the Mokim Shenoah, the boy Hacho, so since it's with the Ashire, so we may well, there is no pochel. So Kamashmo, yes. Why? Because there is a difference. The pochel for them, that's a pochel. That's a broche or the shoes of Mitzvah. But the broche lachel is a different kind of a broche. It's not the birkas of Mitzvah. The general pattern of the shoes of Mitzvah. So the Vela even though it's the Ashire. So if it's not a good broche, so he has to be here. Now, Rav Yechel Nomar, next it is. Rav Yechel Nomar, Nishmas Kolchai. Nina Hochet Kedushin. Af Nishmas Kolchai. Achal Yaluchem. Dilutei Nohe. Ananti Maya Bino. Vikere, Nishmas Kolchai, Birkas Ashir. Levi Shemeshavoseis, Emre Meisei, Achav Sukrizim. Rabbi Keiel, Oli Ocheitzim Bialuch, Kiim Benishmas Lovade, Mishum Delishne, Birkas Ashir, Mashma Chodetoch. So Rabbi Chaim Keiel, it's Chilik and Kashba. And Rabbi Chaim Keiel says that there is only one Chassid. There is only one Chassid. Even though Rabbi Chaim Keiel agrees with the Shita of the Rashbam and the Shita of Tesves, the first portion. In other words, that when Rabbi Yechanan says Nishmas Kolchai, so it means Af Nishmas Kolchai. But there is only one Chassidim. There is only one Chassidim. Why? Mishum Delishle, the Birkas Ashir, Mashbech HaLevochet. So he's not even arguing on the basis of Svar. In other words, the Abishim, Mu'ar Masik and the Rashbam, on the basis of Svar. How could he say two Chassidim? So one Chassidim would be Bochel HaTor. So the Bach says it's not Bochel HaTor. Because they represent different Shvach Lidoyes, different Brochas. One is Hallel, there's the Shvach Lidoye of Hallel, and the other is the Shvach Lidoye of Zukri Zimre, of Birkas Ashir. So, this is how the Bach explains it. So Rav Chaim Keiel agrees with the Svore and the longness of the Bach. In other words, so Mitzat Svore, he couldn't argue against the Rashbam. But he's just Midaik from the Loshi. He says, that's all. So in other words, there is one bracha. But he agrees that Hallel and Birkas Ashiya represent different Shvach Lidoyes. One Shvach Lidoye evolves completely and exclusively around Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Shvach Lidoye of Hallel. And even when it is recited over another Nes, so it is also because the other Nes is an unfolding. And the result, the Hemshech, the Mishneh, the Birkas Ashir, Mashma Chodekot. That's all. So in other words, there is one Brache. But he agrees that Hallel and Birkas Ashir represent different Shvach Lidoyes. One Shvach Lidoye, it evolves completely and exclusively about Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the Shvach Gidoy of Halev. And even when it is recited over another Nes, so it is also because the other Nes is an unfolding and the result, the Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it couldn't be recited over a Nes that has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, that has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. It couldn't be recited. As a matter of fact, you know, when Europe was liberated, you know, from the Nazis, so the Mor Rabbonim, by that time, felt that they should give me bimisake to say Hallel without the Mor. They don't know about me. It was decided that it shouldn't say Hallel. So, other reasons were mentioned, less in Hallel, less in the Chutzlorets, and so on. But there is another reason as to why you couldn't say Hallel. You couldn't say Hallel. I mean, even without the Bach, it would have no meaning. So, I mean, there is no Lisa. If you say Hallel Job when all of mankind is liberated from the Nazis, so that's not even Hallel Chalyei. So it certainly wouldn't involve an Lisa. But just to say Hallel when there is no Kima Mitzvah doesn't make sense. Because Hallel, when can there be a Kima Mitzvah if the Nes, the Yeshua, that overtook the Jews, has a connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim? So it's only a Yeshua that is peculiar to Jews. So then it can have a connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, I mean, this wouldn't take place. But the relief from Hitler, Yimach Shmei, and the Nazis, so even if it had been a complete relief from the Nazis, unfortunately, it didn't turn out to be a complete relief from the Nazis. But even if it had been, it has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if it has no connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course we have to be Mishabeach and to be made in Takodesh Baruch Hu, right? But Hallel has no relevance. Hallel, the Shvach Vidoye of Hallel, as the Ramban points out, revolves completely and exclusively over the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why do we say it? Shavuos was not Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos was not the Torah. The answer is, Vitziach was all Mitzrayim, Tavles, Mekim Ahor Azeh. So when you say Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan is included, everything is included. And all the Nisim that are peculiar to Jews are the Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if they do not have a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim, then it couldn't be peculiar to Jews. In order to be peculiar, in order that the Nes should be peculiar to Jews, so then it must take place as a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it cannot even be conceived. So maybe it doesn't make sense. There couldn't be any Kima Mitzvah of Shvach Vidoye to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the Yeshua that overtook all the Jews and all of men with the liberation from Nazis. Because that's a different Shvach Vidoye. Two different Shvach Vidoye. The Shvach Vidoye of the Tzuken Zimra and of Nishmas. That's a Shvach Vidoye for the general Chazon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The general Chazon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So even if they don't have any connection with Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's still a Kima Mitzvah of Shvach Vidoye. So Rav Chaim Keren agrees with the wrongness of the Bach, but he is Midayak on the Roshan, since he says Birkas Hashir, Mash Bachot the Broche. So for the question that since he agrees with the wrongness of the Bach, that there are two separate Shvach Vidoyes, the Shvach Vidoye of Bahala is a Shvach Vidoye that revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it has no relevance to anything else. And if it has relevance to anything else, it's only because that something else is a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Otherwise, it has no relevance. And then the Shvach Vidoye of Nishmas. Even though Nishmas, we also emphasize Yetzias Mitzrayim, but that's the general Shvach Vidoye. That's the general Shvach Vidoye. So why is there just one Broche? Why is there just one Broche? So Pshat Rabbi Chaim Keren is true that it's different Shvach Vidoyes. But if we say Melech, now the question is, according to Rabbi Chaim Keren, that there is only one Chesime. So when is that Chesime recited? When is that Chesime recited? After everything. After Nishmas, after Ishtabach. How is it recited? Is it recited in the form of Melech Meulo Matish Bocheitz, or it's recited in the form of Chelom? Now, additional higher rule, but there is a slight deal from the Washington of the Kitzo, the Kitzo, the Yuchas Psochen Kitzo on the Rosh. I mean that page, I mean after the Rosh and Psochen. So there on the last stop of the Kitzo, of the Kitzo, the Yuchas Psochen Kitzo, and the last color on top there. So he says, the third line from the top, second column. Umborich on the same case for me, give all of Halle, the Amy before the Lipono. The Amy Olo, Birkas Ashir, Dani Alfo, Umisha Rodo Lima, Gamish Masco Fai, Gamish Masco Fai, Loyachtin Bialo, Loyachtin Gamlo, Loyema Kongalo, Elo, Adbo, Atlantische. So that was this the sheet of Abdel Hankin, and we see in the in our Pesach, he also discusses it. So that means that's the Shikha of Abner Hankin. And then he says, V'cheise, v'nishmas kol chai. Now the Rosh here, you see, he says the same thing in the Rosh, but in the Rosh there is no Rosh from which you could be mitai. Here, when he has referenced the Shikha of Abner Hankin, so he says, v'nishmas kol chai, v'nishmas kol chai. So, lo yachtim yalvo. So I mean, that's Abner Hankin, as he points out in the Rosh. But, not as the Rashbam says, that you have to have two chsimes, you have to say two chsimes, but just one chsime. So in my way, look, Yaruch Ho, you are not chsime. But we need to call Yaruch Ho. So in other words, he says Yaruch Ho, up to the conclusion. The Bo Chata B'Shem, Melech Kodesh Bochas. Ad Yoy Adicha, Ela Ad Bo Chata B'Shem, Melech Nuat Yish Bochas, Yoy Adicha, V'chein Sein V'nish Maskol Chai. So it's Mashma, that in other words, he says, V'lo Yachdim Yaruch Ho. So when does he say, if he would be chesed the alucha at the beginning, so then he would say bo chata b'shem melech kodesh boches. After halal, he certainly wouldn't say chayilami. So since he says lo yachdi b'alucha, lo yehi makol alucha, ad bo chata b'shem. So and he waits till after nishmas, then he's chesed. So it's mashma what chesed chayilami. Not I'm sorry, not chayilami, but bo chata b'shem melech kodesh boches. So it's mashma, and from other b'shem it's also mashma that the kovit rav lechayim kehen. So the chesime, there is only one chesime, but the chesime is after ishtabach, but the chesime, so you could say, you could argue, very logically, since there is no chesime after ishtabach, then you have to be chesime after ishtabach, so you should be chesime the regular chesime on ishtabach. So it's mashmalo, that the kovit rav lechayim kehen, the kovit rav lechayim kehen, so you have chesime bo chad Hashem al chmodim. So why is it like that? Because Melech Mehulo Patish Boches is, you see, because the form of Melech Mehulo Boches, on one hand, actually, he recited two Shvach Vidoyes. One Shvach Vidoye that is peculiar to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That's the Shvach Vidoye that is expressed in our. And the other Shvach Vidoye that is not peculiar to Yitzchak Mitzrayim. That we say every Shabbos and every Yom Tov, each Shabbos. That's the general Shvach. For the general chassodim, not for the unique chassodim with Israel, but the general chassodim that the Rebbe Shalom rewards every human being, Jew or non-Jew. So we should say, so it appears from the motion of Reb Chaim Kehl that actually there would be nothing wrong in having two sins, because it's two separate Shvach Vidoyes. But it's mashma that the chachomim from the motion of the Gemara, it's mashma that the chachomim were misaking only one book. Only one machine. But since our Pisecho, there could be two things. And but we see that the Chachomi, who are misaking only one broche. So the form of the broche must partake of the pattern of both broches, of the pattern of Hallel and of the pattern of the general Shvach. Now, what kind of expression partakes of both patterns? Melech Mehulo Patish Boches. Because, you see, the chesime of Melech Mehulo Patish Boches is mentioned also in the general Shvach Vidoye. That's in Baruch Shomah. In Baruch Shomah. So that's the Baruch Lefaneo. So we have in the general Shvach Vidoye, we say the general Shvach Vidoye every day, before Baruch. So you say, sorry, and it has the Baruch Lefaneo and the Baruch Lechafeo. What's the form of the chesime of the Baruch Lefaneo of the general Shvach Vidoye? Melech Mehulo Patish Boches. What's the form of the chesime in the poach la'achel of the general shvachito, melach yochid kil chilom. Now, here, actually, we give two shvachitoes. We give the shvachitoe that is peculiar to Tzias Mitzrayim, and then we give shvachitoe the general shvachitoe. That's the nishmas. That's the nishmas. But we see that the Chachomi didn't find it necessary to have two chesimes. And the more misake, that Rabbi Chaim Keil is retired from the wash. Birkas Hashir, just one chesime. So it's mistaber that the chesime should be a chesime that partakes of the pattern of both shvach vidoyes. Now, if they would be misake, that in the end, it's just chesime. ברוך אתה השם, כאילו מלך קודם ותשפוך את כאילו הידוע ישראל לפלויס, הביכם של זימו המלך יוחד כאילו חיים עמי. Then it would partake of the pattern of the shvach, of the general shvach vidoye. It wouldn't correspond, and it wouldn't conform to the pattern of the peculiar shvach vidoye that revolves completely and exclusively around the Tzias Mitzrayim. But if he says, if he concludes, after Yishtabach, ברוך יש ידוי ישמעת ועדלו, and then he says, הכל כבר מחנקה, ברוך אתו עד השם, מלך דור ותשפוחס, connection with the general shvach vidoye. And on the other hand, it conforms to the pattern of the chesime of the shvach vidoye of Hala. So that's better. That's why, you see, the Rosh says, the Kontran Nechaim Keir. So we have to say, Melech Mehulo, Melech Mehulo Batish Bach. All right. Two geosoids that Gemara mentioned last time. One geosa is the geosa that we have. From Rabbanon, the big Imro of the Sahara, the Imro Allah God, Imro Tal. So according to this geosa, so the fifth course says no mocha. But then the geosa of all the game. Of all the game is not Rivi Imro of the Sahara, but Hamishi Imro of Allah God, Imro Tal. So that's the mokeh, so the Gyosis Hageni is the mokeh for the shite of the fifth course. For the shite of the fifth course. Now, the Rashbam's Gyosis is Horegasinon, Ton Rabbonon, Rivi Gimul Mesahal, Vimalakot, and it's Vafuke. And Rashi also says, Horegasinon, Rivi Gimul Mesahal. So they reject the Gyosis Hageni. Now, those who have the Gyosis Hageni, that Chamishi is Gamer all of the Sahale, not Gamer Sahale. Chamishi is Gamer all of Hala Agot, Dimrav Tal. Those who have this Gil Sagini. So they have a Mokeh for the fifth course. Now, but there are three Shittes. Now, the Shitte of the Balamoyer, and I don't know of any other Rishon who agrees with the Balamoyer. The Shitte of the Balamoyer is, he also has the Gil Sagini. Ton Rabbonon Chamishi, Gamer all of Hala Agot. And he says that according to Rav Tarfon, so all the five cases are cases shall chiv. And Rav Tarfon is chilek and the mish. So maybe we don't pass like Rav Tarfon. So that's the Balamoya shit. I don't know of any other ish who agrees with the Balamoya. So his shit is that Rav Tarfon is chilek and the mish. And instead of four cases, there are five cases. Then, but all the other Rishayim, they say there is no machlekes. So then some Rishayim say, the Geni, most of the Geni say, they are Geres, Chamishi, Eimer Olof Alev HaGadol, and they say, true, the Mishnah mentions only four cases. So that's four cases Shel Chiyuv. And then the fifth course is a Koshel Mitzvah, not Rishus, according to the Geni, most Geni. But not chayvo either. In other words, it's a kosher mitzvah, but it's not a chayv. In other words, not a mas. Four cases is a mas, and the fifth course is a mitzvah namufra. It's not a mas. Regarding the four cases, so the Yerushalmi says that one of them, I think, a mechane. So as a result of drinking wine Pesach night, so he had a headache till Shavuos, and still the Yerushalmi says that he was mechuyev to drink wine. So it's a mas. Four cases. The fifth case is a mitzvah, but not a chayv. But then, the other shayv, והארי שלי, רבי יוסף טייב, ורבי יוסף טייב אלם, who also accept the Gersus again of Hamishe Elim or of Alev HaGadol, but they say it's not a mitzvah, it's just a rishus. But it's not a rishus just to drink. He has no rishus to drink because there is a nisa after four cases to drink. Anyway, whether there is a nisa to drink any other mashkin, also that's a machlokes Rishonim. But wine, everybody agrees. I mean, that's a mishnah for Rashis that the same thing is after Kosrevi. But he has a rishus to have a fifth kosher broche. But it's not a kosher, it's a rishus. Kosher broche rishus. It's, I mean, a very interesting thing. A kosher broche rishus. That's according to Rabbi Yisrael Velev. And Mimele, they say that he shouldn't do it, except if he's a mistiness. And he has to drink. He feels, I don't mean has to drink, that it's indispensable for his health. He just feels like it. So Mimele is a mistiness. So then, there is a kos chamishish kos brochech chamishi, shodishus. So in other words, those who have the gilses again, that chamishi heimel or ala godu, so they are three shittes, the balamoya shitte, that the fifth kos, the koin kaptaof, is a chaybo, and the israel is a mission. It's a mass, but we don't pass like that. Then the shittes again, that it's a keishal mitzvah, but not chaybo, and the shittes, but it's a tebelem, rabiyot, there is a case Hamishi, but it's only a case Rishus. And there are more paskins, like that Chittes Rishonim, as a case of Rishus, for an instance. There are more paskins, like that Chittes. That's why, I mean, we don't have the practice. If we had paskins like the Gaini, and which is also the Chittes of the Rif and the Rambam, that it's a case Hamishi Shal Mitzvah, so then the universal practice should be, I mean, for those for whom it's not difficult to drink a fifth course, they should not drink, why shouldn't they at all? They can have a mitzvah and amufra. Why shouldn't they do it? In Simen, Tov Piale. So he says, Umishi Uistres, Oitoib Halve, Rishtes, Yoche Rishtes Kes Hamishi. So he passes like that. Now, so that's in accordance with the Gilse of case Hamishi Yemerol Palagot. Otherwise, he didn't have any shoes to drink. Now, just as we have various shittes in regards to the broche of case Revi. So in other words, so first of all, we have a machlekes between Rav Yudeh and Rav Yechon, because the Mishnah says Revi came all of the Sale, Vein all of Birkas Hashia, Vein all of Birkas Hashia. So we have a machlekes, what does Birkas Hashia mean? Rav Yudeh says it means Yalucho, Rav Yechon says it means Nishmas. Now, so the Rashbam, Teisves, the Rosh, the Tur, they all pass like Rav Yechon. They all pass like Rav Yechon. Whether Rav Yechon is Chelikam and Rav Yehuda, or is Meitziv Rav Yehuda, on that point there is also Machlekes. So, but the Rashbam and the Rosh and the Tur, they all pass like Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon. However, the Rambam, Rav Amram Cohen, and the Rif and the Rambam, they pass like Rav Yehuda. That Birkas Hashia doesn't mean Ishmas. It means just Yaluch. Yaluch. Now, and then, if we say that Aloch is like Rabbi Yechanan, so then, there are several shittes. How does he say it? What's the say there? In other words, so there is one shitte that he says, first, the Hallel. He says the Hallel. And then he says, Yaluchho, and up to the Chsime, and he doesn't say the Chsime. And then he starts Nishmas. And then he says Ishtabach, and he concludes with the regular Chsimeo of Ishtabach. I mean, this is the minhag of the Nusa, of the Ashkenaz, the Agones, in other words. So we say Hallel, and then we say Yalucho. We are not chasing the regular Chsimeo of Yalucho, Mulo Batish Boches, But we proceed to say Nishmas, and then Nishtabach. And then we are chasing the regular seal of Nishtabach. That's the Nusach of the Hakodesh Ashkenazis. That's the Nusach. And who says in so many words that we should say it? Who says explicitly that that's, I mean, the Nusach Ashkenaz? Who says that we should say it? I mean, that the Torah doesn't say it. The Torah doesn't pass, we should say it like that. And still, all the Hakodesh Ashkenazi is. Follow it up. So I know of one Rishon who says explicitly that we should say it that way. That's Rashi in Sefer HaPaas. Kuf Lamed Beis. He says it like that. That's the Nusach of the Hakodesh Ashkenazi. And then there is another Nusach. There is another Nusach. That's the Nusach of the Sfaradim, and there's the Shite of the Bes Yosef, of the Mechaber, and the Ramo isn't chilek on the Mechaber on that. But still, even though the Ramo is not chilek on the Mechaber in respect to that Nusach, but Ashkenazim, most of them, I mean, do not follow that. But the Shite of the Bes Yosef, which is the Shite of Rav Yosef Ibn Ben Aramoi, the Bes Yosef mentions it. So we say like follows. We say Hallel, and then we don't say Yalucho. Then we proceed to say Nishmas. Then we say Yishtabach up to Boches Vido Ismatu Adilo. And then we say Yalucho, and we conclude Melech Lulach Shvachas. There's the Nusach of the Agode of the Sval. And there's the sheet of Rabbi Yosef Ben Aramoi, and the Bes Yosef sheet, and the Bach. The Taz says that we should say that the Taz and the Chok Yaakov says that we should say it in accordance with the Nusach of Rashi and Sefer HaPaas, which is the Agode of the Ashkenaz. But then there is another sheet, and I don't know of any substantial group of Jews who says it, but there is another sheet that. That's the Rashbam, that we say Hallel, and then after Hallel we say Yalucho, and we achen say, and then after we achen say Melech Lulav Batishpoches, so we proceed with Mishmas, and then Yishtabach, and then again Melech Lulav Batishpoches, and there is another shita that we say Yalucho, and after the Hallel, but we're not chasing. Then we say Nishmas, and then Yishtabach, but we're not chasing the regular with the regular chasime of Yishtabach. Then we say Yalucho, and we are chasing. And then there is another shita. That we say Hallel, and we don't say Yalucho. You don't say Yalucho. And then we say Nishmas, and then we say Yishtabach. And then, Roch is a dois vata delon, but instead of being chesed with the regular chesim of Yishtabach, in accordance with the shita of Rashi in Pardes, so we are chesed both Roch is a dois vata delon. And then they say Bo Chato Adishem Melech Lulav Batishpoches. So you have so many shittes, but there are two nusachos, that the nusach of the Haggadah of the Ashkenazim, which consists in saying Hallel and then saying Nishmas and then Yishtabach, and then saying Hallel and then say Yalucho, but not say Yalucho, then say Nishmas and then say Yishtabach, and behave in the regular chesed of Yishtabach. That's one nusach. Among the Ashkenazim, and then the other Nusach of this world. So we say Hallel, and then we say Nishmas, and then Nishtabach, until Brochel Gris Matadilom. Then we say Yalucho, and we are hating the Yalucho. There's the Nusach of this world. I mentioned so many Nusroyes, and one Nusach, I forgot. There's the Nusach of the Sheet of the Ravyo. I mean, that was my name. The mention, the Ravyo and the Maral Miprok in his Akode. He adapted it. But I mean, all the other Nusroyes, so they have Halal Agodo. Now, I forgot to mention Halal Agodo, but I meant when I said, Hallel, and then I said Nishma, so I forgot, I omit it. But after Hallel, so comes Halagot, and then Nishma. I forgot to mention it. But according to all the other Nishkoyes that I mentioned up till now, so it means Hallel, then Halagot, then Nishma. So whenever I mention the Shite, Hallel, then Yalucho, then Nishma, I meant Hallel, Yalucho, Halagot, Nishma. But the Shite of the Ravyo is, that first, after he says Hallel, so he says Nishmas, with Yishtabach, Broches Vidois Ma'atov Adelom, and then he says Halagot. And that's the Nusach Moral Mitroksabot. But all the other Shittes, so when let's say, being the Nusach of the Ashkenazim and the Sephardim, so the Ashkenazim, so they say Hallel, they say Hallel, and then they say Yalucho, but they're not chesim with Yalucho, and then they say Halagodu, and then they say Nishmas, and then Nishtabach, and they're chesim with Nishtabach. And then the God of the Sfadi, so they say Hallel, and after Hallel we say Halagodu, and after Halagodu we say Nishmas, then they say Nishtabach, until Broches Udois Badu Adelom, then they say Yalucho, and they're chesim, the regular sim of Yalucho. But according to Rabbi Yoh, the Mahal Mikrob, so after Hallel, you say Nishmas Yishtabach until Broch is a great smart like Elon, and then you say Halagodol, and after Halagodol, you say Yalucho, and after Yalucho, so and then you are chasing with Yalucho, the regular sim of Yalucho. All right. So there are all kinds of Nishois, but there are two main Nishois. Of the Ashkenazi and this one. Now, according to those who say that there is a fifth course, and suppose someone follows up the fifth course, what is the Nusar then? What's the Nusar then? So then, according to the one who says that there is a fifth course, so there is a fifth course, so not so it depends. The Adi Sheinim Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Adi Sheinim Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So those Rishenim who passed that there is a fifth course, so for someone who has a fifth course, if we pass, so Rabban Omgoy and he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabban Omgoy. And the Rif and the Rambam, they also pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So in Mele, there is no Nishmas altogether. If we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so there is no Nishmas, Nishmas is not mentioned. Who mentions Nishmas? Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan mentions Nishmas in connection with Berkas Hashia. But if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, so Nishmas is eliminated. Nishmas is eliminated if we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Memele, now the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda, but he also passes that if one wants to drink a fifth course, all right, it's Mitzvah Namufra. But it's not a chayim. Suppose someone decides not to be mikayim this Mitzvah Namufra, so he drinks only four cases. So according to the Rambam, so he says Hallel, and then he wants to drink a fifth course, all right, it's Mitzvah Namufra, but it's not a chayim. Suppose someone decides not to be mikayim this Mitzvah Namufra, so he drinks only four cases. So according to the Rambam, so he says Hallel, and then he says Yalucho, and he's chesem with Yalucho, and he drinks the fourth course. And then, suppose he wants to drink a fifth course, so according to the Rambam, who passes like a Yehuda, so he says Hallel HaGodol, and he's not chesem with any broche on the fifth course. So it's a case of broche without chesem, Baruch Atah Hashem. He doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem, but he just says over the fifth course, he recites Halagot. And then he drinks. That's the Rambam Shita. Now, but there are several other shittas. Interesting shittas. And the Rav Sadi Goyen, the most remarkable shita is the Rav Sadi Goyen. Very strange. Rav Sadi Goyen shita is that it's a mitzvah me'amufra to have it five cases, not four cases. So Rav Sadi Goyen says that over the fourth course, he recites the Hallel, but is not chesim on the fourth course. No bracha. Over the fifth course, he recites the halakodol and the chesim. Now the two. Simon Top Beal. Case Hamishi Leuska Ligels as Rajbam. When Lassay said, so if it's not mentioned, Rajbam's Gils is Revi came all of his hour. So Hamish is not mentioned, so if it's not mentioned, you're not allowed to have a case Hamishi. Hamishi. The Hain Yere, oh, when Lassay said, Ukar Piresh, Shame Halla Godel, Al Kizal. Since these Gilis, case Revi came over Sala Vimala Godel, so the Mele, you have to say Halla Godel. Al-Kaze down. You say, Shami, so you have to say, okay, Halagodl, so Al-Kaze down. V'chei yirem edil Rabin Ahai, sh'nishol v'on, ashkechon l'Rav Sadie, sh'eimeya, mi sh'reitzer lishtis kisei, yeimer olo. So Rabin Ahai says, that Rav Sadie says, mi sh'reitzer lishtis kisei, yeimer olo Halagodl. So you should say Halagodl over Kisei. V'yami achila olo. So the Bais Yosef explains what it means by Yamiyach Yaluho. He should omit Yaluho over Kes Dalet. He should leave it. He should postpone the Yaluho for the Kes Chamish. So maybe when he concludes the Hallel, so he shouldn't say Yaluho. And he should say it after the Kes Chamish. In other words, after the Halagot. He shouldn't say it after the Hallel, after Halal Mitzri, but he should say it after Halagot. After Halagot. Avalachshol. So in other words, so there is no chesim. So according to Rav Sadie Goyen, the fourth, in other words, if you drink five cases, so over the fourth course, there is no chesim. You say halal, the last chapters of halal. And you're not chesim. Over the fifth course, you say halal godl, and then when you conclude the halal godl, so you say yalucho and you are chesim. According to Rav Sadie Goyen. Avalachshol, both on you. Riyomu. Shakol case the case. I mean, this was the Jew, the Shaila that was sent to Rav Sadie Goyen. It's not Rav Sadie Goyen's question. So then the Sheol said, "Avol Achshav, both on me." The Yomru Shakol case the case. So Brochlach, Mulefan. But at a meeting of Rav Sadie Goyen, they were chelik Rav Sadie Goyen, and they said, "No, there is a chesime after the fourth course, and there is a chesime after the fifth course." So according to the Talmidim, Al Kol Keis would say, Peva Yalucho Achahal. So after the Hallel, he says, Yalucho. V'chesmi melech mulo batish bochis. V'sheise keis he. And then v'sheise keis he. V'im rimolov hala godo. V'chesmi v'nishmas kol chai. Ad abeiche v'shim el zimbo. That means melech yochid keil cheilo. So the Talmidim of Rav Sadie Goyen say, Rav Sadie Goyen, if you drink five cases, But in the fourth course, you're not chesim. So you just say halal, you don't say yalucho. And then you say yalah godol over the fifth course, and after the conclusion of halah godol, you say yalucho and yalah chesim. According to Amin, of course, I'll be going. So you have chesim in the fourth course, and you have chesim in the fifth course. So in the fourth course, you say yalucho achar halal, v'chesim melech mulo batish bochas. Chesim melech mulo batish bochas. In other words, so it appears, that both Rav Sadie Goyen and the Talmid of Sadie Goyen pass like Rav Yehudi. So in other words, so there is no nishmas in the fourth course. There is no nishmas in the fourth course. There's no nishmas in the fourth course. So the Mele, all you have to say on the fourth course is halal. So, but whereas according to Rav Sadie Goyen, you're not chesim, so according to Talmid, you are chesim. Then you take the fifth course, and you say on the fifth course, you say halal akotu. You say the halal godol, and then after that you say so b'sheisim kisei v'emu hakodol v'cheisli. So you say halal godol, and then nishmas kolchai adabicha b'sheisim. So either that the talmidim of Rav Sadie Goyen, so they Rav Sadie Goyen certainly passes like Rav Yehuda, because Rav Sadie Goyen said that over the fourth course, he just says halal. And that's all. And then, over the fifth course, he says halal god. And that's all. Doesn't mention nishmas. But the Talmidim of Rav Sadie Goyen, they say that after After the, on the fourth course, he says Hallel. And then after Hallel, he says Yalucho. Then, Kay says, so in all of Hallel HaGadol, and after Hallel HaGadol, they say Nishmas, and Nishtabach, and Nishtabach. And then he concludes the regular Sime of Nishtabach. But he says Nishmas. So Rav Tzadik Goyen did not mention Nishmas. Rav Tzadik Goyen did not mention Nishmas. Either over the fourth course or over the fifth course. The Talmidim of Rav Tzadik Goyen, so they don't mention Nishmas in connection with the fourth course, but they mention Nishmas in connection with the fifth course. So Rav Tzadik Goyen obviously passes like a unit, just as Avraham Goyen passes like a unit. So there is no Nishmas. There is no Nishmas. But the Talmidim of Rav Tzadik Goyen, so they do the mention Nishmas, but not in connection with the fourth course, but in connection with the fifth course. So what is it? Do they pass like a unit, or they pass like, or they pass like a Gehenen? So it could be either way. The Talmud of they, we could explain that, that they pass like Rav Yehudah, like Rav Yehudah. So the Mele, there is no Nishmas mentioned in the Mishneh. Birkas Hashir, when the Mishneh says Birkas Hashir, so that is, the Birkas Hashir, that is reference to Yalucho. So there is no, according to Rav Yehudah, there is no Birkas Hashir, so I mean Nishmas is not mentioned in the Mishneh. But in connection with the fifth course, so they are the girsim. Chamishi, Eimer Olav Alav HaGadol. So apparently, so it could be that Nishmas has to be coupled with Alagot. Why should Nishmas be coupled? After all, if they pass like a Yehudah, so that means that when the Mishneh says Birkas Hashir, it means Yalucho. So Nishmas is not mentioned in the Mishneh. So what Shaychet is there? What Shaychet is there of Nishmas in connection with the fifth course? Because two, the Talmidim of Tzadik Goyen and the Girsim say Chamish Eimer Olav Al HaGadol. But it doesn't say Eimer Olav Al HaGadol, the Nishmas. But still, there is the Shaychet, according to Talmidim of Tzadik Goyen, between Al HaGadol and Nishmas. Now I said the last year, so I said that there are two Shvach Vidoyes. One Shvach Vidoye is Shvach Vidoye that revolves exclusively around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's called, that's why it's called Hallel Mitzri. Why is it called Hallel Mitzri? Because the whole Shvach Vidoye of Hallel revolves around Yetzias Mitzrayim. We say Yisrael Mitzrayim. So whenever we say Hallel over another Yeshua, so it's also because the other Yeshua is a Hemshech of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But this is a Shvach Vidoye that revolves completely around Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then we have Shvach Vidoye. Yeah, every day in the Pesukim Zimra, Brochis Vidoye, it's not only Shvach. Brochis Vidoye, the general Shvach Vidoye, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, so Nishmas and Nishtabach is expressive of the general Shvach Vidoye. Now, Hal HaGadol is also expressive of the general Shvach Vidoye. The Gemara says, Hane Esrim Vishish Ohev. Lo Mashmiko Shmi Hal HaGadol, Omer Rav Yechanan Mishakodish Baruch Hu, Yeshe Berim Mishalei Lo Mumchalek Mizei Nizchol Bari. That is not peculiar to Yisrael. For all human beings. So is the general Chatzonim. And then the other minor. Omer Rav Shemalei Vihane Esrim Vishish Ohev, Keneged Mi, Keneged Chovob Deire Shebor HaKodish Baruch Hu Belomei, Velo Yinosa Lem Teiro, Vizono Yisib Chazdei. So the Chovob, The Chavov Heikus correspond with Chavov Deiris prior to the Matan Torah. So the Mele, Vizomri Sam Chazde, so the general Chasod. So the Mele, it could be that the Talmidim of Rav Tzadik Goyen, so they don't mention Nishmas in connection with the fourth course, because they pass like Rav Yehudah. So the Mishnah doesn't mention Nishmas, because Hashiach means Yalucho. But if he drinks the fifth course, so if one doesn't drink a fifth course, so Nishmas is not recited altogether. But if someone does recite, does drink a fifth course, so the Mele, and so Emir of Hal HaGadol, and Hal HaGadol is expressive on the Shvach, the general Shvach we're doing. For the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, Jews are included in the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some Mele, since Halagodu is expressive of the general Shvach we're doing, for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Nishmas is expressive of the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Halagodu, the Talmid Rabbi Nisadye, according to Rabbi Nisadye, is to be followed by Nishmas. That's one way. And it could be the same thing, I mean, one is not says that the other. That what the Talmidim of Pasadi Goyen say could be true even if we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So then, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the Mishnah mentions Nishmas. But when the Mishnah mentions Nishmas, the Mishnah is not referring to someone who wants to be Mikhaim the Mitzvah and Amufra or the fifth course. The Mishnah is reference to someone who wants to be Mikhaim the case is Chayvon. So he doesn't drink it, of course. So then the Mishnah says that he has to say, because Ashir Nishmas, whether it means just Nishmas or it means Yaluch or Nishmas. So that's the other Machlokes. I mean, according to the Rashbam, so Rabbi Yechanan is Meisi. So it could be, I mean, Rabbi Yechanan is going also agreeing with the Rashbam on that point, that he's only Meisi. But that's only, Rabbi Yechanan says it only in regard to one who doesn't drink it, of course. But one who drinks it, of course. So Rabbi Yechanan will be made there. That the fourth course is only, I mean that over the fourth course, so only the halal is recited. And not Nishmas. Because why? Why should he recite the Nishmas? Why after the halal? The reason is because, in other words, the reason could be, if he doesn't drink it, of course, so the mailer there is no. He doesn't say that. The Shvach Lidoye for the general Chasodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so mele, he has to combine it with the peculiar Shvach Lidoye. I mean the Shvach Lidoye that revolves completely around the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Masheike, if he is determined to have a fifth course, so mele, why should he combine the general Shvach Lidoye with the Shvach Lidoye for Yetzias Mitzrayim over one course? He has a separate course for it. So the Mele, in such a case, so Rabbi Yechanan will also agree that Nishmas does not have to be recited over the fourth course. Because it's more fitting to combine Nishmas with Halagodu. So it's the same pattern, because Halagodu is expressive of General Shvach Lidoy. And Nishmas is expressive of General Shvach Lidoy. Anyway, so it could be, so the Talmidim of Rav Sadi Goyen certainly passes like Rav Yudeh, but the Talmidim of Rav Sadi Goyen could pass like Rav Yudeh and could pass like Rav Yudeh. But then he said, V'sheisek he say, V'imrim olov halal agodu, V'cheitz min v'nishmas kol chai, ad aboicher b'shir eizim, ad aboicher b'shir eizim. So in other words, so the chsime, so the chsime, if he drinks five cases, so the chsime on the fourth course is melamur batish b'ches. And the chsime of the fifth course is Yechayimon. The very chsime of Mishnah. The regular Mishnah. Now the Bes Yosef has the kashe. The Bes Yosef has the kashe. We talk pay four. Now the two mentions. The two mentions. The less. At the end of top pay four. The fifth line from the end of Simon top pay four. So the two says, we must kill a lono below you. Not like the Rashba, that they are I mean, it's not like in Chaname. It's not like the Rashbam, but that has nothing to do with the Lebroch. Umatzal Lono Belebroch became a Halil, Veim Yalucho Veinechesi. In other words, it's not like the Rashbam, that they are Tuchsis. Veinechesi. Elo, Ad Elom, Medeilom, Ad Elom, Ad Okeo. But without saying, Bo Hatan Shem Melech, Ulman Shmoches. Then Veim Yalakotu, that's the Rosh. The two that the Roshi gave. Ve'im ha'al ha'kotu, and then Nishmas, v'chisi melech mula tishbohas. Chisi melech mula tishbohas. So the two mentions the Shita of the Roshi, Paschus like the Roshi, that over the fourth course, so he says Halel, and then he says Yalucho, up to Ad, v'lo yad v'chlal, Ad, Boruch ha'ta v'shem melech mula tishbohas, v'lo yad v'chlal. Then he says ha'al ha'kotu, and then he says Nishmas, and then Nishabach. And then Nishtabach. And then he's chesed Nishtabach not with Yochid Chayilam, the regular sin of Ishtabach, but with both of with Melech Lehul Batishbachis. Melech Lehul Batishbachis. Now, what does the two mean? So, and that I mentioned it last time. So there are two Pshachim in the two. What does it mean? Does anyone ever see that? I can, when I have to start something in the middle of something, so I can think. No one ever see that. So there are two, as I mentioned last time, so there are two Pshachim in that. What does it mean, Bechaisim Melech Lehul Batishbachis? One Pshat is, Vimer Halagotu Vimishmas. Vinishmas. And in other words, and then Ishtabach, and he says Ishtabach up to Brochet Lidois Makwadeilom, and then, but he's not really saying the regular sin of Ishtabach. So one pshat in the Torah is, then he says Brochet Lidois Makwadeilom, Bohu Chata Hashem, Melech Lubat Shmoches. That's one pshat. And the other pshat is, he says, Brochel Dois Matvadevo, Yalucha Bishem Alekeinu, and he says the whole Yalucho, and he's Chesed with a regular Simen. All right, whatever it is. But anyway, the Torah says in so many words that he says Ishtabach after Brochel Dois Matvadevo, and then he's not Chesed with a regular Simen of Ishtabach, but he's Chesed Melech Mubat Ishboches. Whatever it means, what it means, Yalucho Melech Mubat Ishboches, or it means just Brochel Dois Matvadevo, Brochel Abishem Melech Mubat Ishboches. But the chsime is not the regular chsime of Yishtabach. The chsime is not the regular chsime of Yishtabach. So the Yosef has the kasha. How is it that the two, when he mentioned the shita of Talmid Rabbi Nesadki, so there, he said, Talmid Rabbi Nesadki said, that the achesim with Melech Mulu Bat Ishbochei, so the fourth course. And over the fifth course, so the achesim with the regular chsime of Yishtabach, Chayilomi. And here, he mentions where he says everything over the fourth course. So why doesn't he say the chesed? Yochid chayilomi? Just over there. But it's really no kashi. There is no kashi at all. Because the Talmid Rav Nesadye, they have reference to one who has a fifth course. So Mimele, the fourth course, he has the chsime of the Hala, of Shvach V'Idoye. There's the Shvach V'Idoye that revolves around Yitzias Mitzchayim, Hala Mitzchi. This is the meaning of the expression Hala Mitzchi. What is it? I mean, why do Chazal call Hala Hala Mitzchi? Why Hala Mitzchi? Egyptian Hala. Why Egyptian Hala? In other words, it's the Shvach V'Idoye of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's why it's called Halal Mitzvah. Halal Mitzvah, it says it's Halal Mitzrayim. So, the Talmid Rav Nesadye Goyen, they have reference to one who has five cases. So, maybe the fourth course is expect. So, the Broche, the Shvach V'Idoye over the fourth course, he has to be expressive only of Shvach V'Idoye of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, that's Chesime, Bo Hashem Melech Mubat Ishboches. But then, since he has a broche, and because of Shvach V'Idoye of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so then the fifth course, which is, over the fifth course, we have to recite the general Shvach V'Idoye. The general Shvach V'Idoye, that's Nishmas, and Nishtabach has a certain pattern. So why change the fourth course? So he has to recite over the fourth course, not only Shvach V'Idoye of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but general Shvach V'Idoye, over the general Chazon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he has to combine some Melech, since he has to combine. So the Chesime is Melech Mubat Ishboches. Why, as I said last time? Because the Chesime has to partake of the pattern of either Shvach V'Idoye. So the Shvach V'Idoye over Yitzias Mitzrayim, and the Shvach V'Idoye for the general Chazon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Chayilomi will only conform to the pattern of the general Shvach V'Idoye, but it will not conform in any way to the pattern of the Shvach V'Idoye of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Masha'inki Melech Mubat Ishboches, that conforms to the pattern of the general Shvach V'Idoye, because every day in Sukkot is Imre. So that's the conclusion of Bo Shoma. So it's no kash at all. Anyway, all right. Now let's turn again to the Simen Tov Piyal. The Simen Tov Piyal. So he says, Ve'imrim halak, what will the chesim nishtet kol chai, ad avechet shet. The heishim, Dibre, that was mentioned in the Shaila to Rabbi Goyen. Now comes the tshuva, Rabbi Goyen.
Wie will der Rapsage kennen? Jetzt du am, es jo Menschen. O minach shalachem yoker. Wie onu lo nagilon, die kennis. Die kennu, o minach shalachem yoker. I mean, what was the minach shalachem? The minach shalachem, because the minach of the Talmidim was to say, to broches. To broches. But the minach shalachem, or the minach of Rapsage, was not, did not involve tuchsimes. Rapsadie, it had five cases, but only one chsime, because in the fourth course, there was no chsime. Just halal yalucho without the chsime. The fifth course, there was a chsime. Vashem came a kota mino sari kohen, so they were two chsimes. So he doesn't approve of two chsimes. But high kohen doesn't approve of two chsimes. But he says, either you just have four cases, or if you have five cases, so you have to do it like a padi kohen did. In other words, no chsime, and the fourth. Ronu, but Ronu, I mean we, meaning Rapsadi Goyim himself, when I get on the case, call it. Vahane, Talmud Chachomim, Dimborchim, Achahalel, Vachahal, Akonu, Achahalel, Vachahal, Akonu. Now, so the Beis Yosef discusses, why does he say, Rabbi Goyim, only when I get on the case, why only when I get on the case? So it could be, so the Beis Yosef says, there could be two shots. Either that Rabbi Goyim had himself the Rashbam, so that's the reason as to why Ono Lo Yaginon, we can say. But if he had, but that's a little difficult, if the Rabbi Goyen had healed the Rashbam, so there is no mocker for it, of course. So it's Neged Adin. If it's Neged Adin, how can he say that the meaning of Rapsadi Goyen is also in very nice way? In other words, it's optional. If he had the Gilsay, if he had the Gilsay of the Rashbam, so it's also to everything. But so the other chat is not that he had the Gilsay Gagain, that Rabbi Goyen was the last of the Gagain. So, and the Gilsay Gagain was Kis Hamish. So he also had a Gilsay. But whereas most Gagain, who had the Gilsay, Kis Hamish, so they held that it's a mitzvah, not a chiva, but a mitzvah. So Rabbi Goyen held like the Pinsiti Velen, the Rabbio, the Mordechai, they had the Gilsay Gagain, but they say it's nothing. Because it's a reshus on. So since it's a reshus, so do not begin with it. It's not a mitzvah, it's just a reshus. But somebody wants to do it, fine. That's the better shot. Alright. What do I give on the case they call it? The Hanatam the Chachomim, the Mochim, Acha Halel, Acha Halel, Acha Halel, the Yachin say, Tuch Simes, that he means the Talmidei of the Talmidei Rav Sadie, so the Rav Sadie with the Chun Ad Difemilot. So he disapproves of Tuchsis. The Omru Rabbonon Beisbon. So in other words, so we see that there are several shittes for the one who has five cases. So the shittes Rambam is that if one has five cases, so the fourth case, he said Yalucho. I mean, he says Halel, and then he's chasing on Yaluch. That's all. It doesn't pass for a kavir, it doesn't pass for a. The fifth course, he says, Al Agodo, and he's not racing with anymore. He just says, Al Agodo, the fifth course. There's the Shita Sarab. Then the Shita Fraf Sami Goyim is, the fourth course, he says, Halel, and then Yalucho, but he's not racing. And then he leaves over the Chsime. Then he leaves over the Chsime of Yalucho for the fifth course. For the fifth course. And the fifth course, over the fifth course, he says, Al Agodo. And then, he says Yaulucho, and he's saying Bochat Avishem, Melach Mubatish Bochas. Melach Mubatish Bochas, that's Rapsadi Goyim. Then the third sheet is the Talmid Rapsadi Goyim. The Talmid Rapsadi Goyim. The sheet of Talmid Rapsadi Goyim is that the fourth course, over the fourth course, he says just Hallel, and Yaulucho, and he's saying Melach Mubatish Bochas. Then the fifth course, he says Halakodo and Nishma. And the Talmud Rav Sadi Goyim could accord either with the Shita that the Aloche is like a Yude, or with the Shita that the Aloche is like a Mericha. With both, he could accord. Then, so the fifth course, he says Halakodo, then Nishma Sishtabach, and he's Chesed with the regular Chesima of Nishma. With the regular Chesima of Nishma. All right. Why did you mourn? Now the tasteless, you didn't learn the tasteless.
Yeah.
The very inner of how I got that cooks you, you die on the basis. The very garcinum, the loy garcinum hamish, the words. He too, tasteless too, reject. The girls is again. Ula rabra vyesit develop, she kosa, bisidre, keep all these days that you'll find. No pages here. Alright. Kimo nishtis mayim yichamitz. Im chile hu o yisteris. U voye le mishti hamro mishem ineis. Leina b'chamishi halagodel nishtanis. Nishtanis is a difficult word, nishtanis. But it probably is derived from the same term by shamitz, yriyolis vosno. That means a girl in himself. In other words, hurry up, he'll hasten. In other words, because the shite, toka b'yisit yivele means that it's only if it's an yisteris. In other words, so, why does he have it? It's a reshus. He has the girl say case hamishi, but it's a reshus. Now if it's a reshus, so why should he do it? Only if he wants to do it. Why does he want? Because he's very eager to drink another cup of wine. So mele, he hates, he's in a hurry, because he's very eager to drink another cup of wine. So yishtanis, in other words, like vayshanis, he'll be always possible. All right. So arad rabi yisit tibeli, shekosa visitri, kimo vishis mayim yichaneis, im chelu imistre. ואם בו ימישתי יחמרה משום אינס. לימר בחמישי, הלגודו ישתנס. So he has to hurry up and say the הלגודו over the fifth course, so he'll be able to drink the fifth course. תן, כיוון שאיסי אל אישתס, איך תקנו קייס חמישי, ארבע קייסס, תקנו ולוי חמישי. So תייסס, is the קשה only against רביסה תיבל. But he doesn't take the cash against all the game. Rabam of Goyen, Rav Sashon, Sholem Goyen, Rav Tzolikye, Rav Tzolikatrein Goyen. I mean, he doesn't ask the cash against all the game. Why? Because according to all the game, according to most game, so it's a mitzvah. So I mean, so he can't ask the cash, why the Chachomim or Misaki? Just as the Chachomim or Misaki, four cases shall have more. So the Misaki, a fifth cause of mitzvah, not chen. It's no cash. As a matter of fact, I mean, what is the reason if we say that the fifth course is a course of mitzvah? So what is the reason for it? So the Raivet says, the Raivet in Asogis, on the reef. So the Raivet says, because the fourth Yerushalmi says that the fourth case is, the fourth case is Kineged, the formation is a good. It says in itself, in the ultimate Kachti, but there is a fifth portion also, the Yvesi. So the fifth course, that's connected with race. So there is no kashe. Why the Chachomim or Misaki, of course. But Tesis directs the kashe against Rabbi Yisrael developed. Because he has the girl say, Kes Chamishi Imo of our Godu, but it's only the shoes. Not Kesha Mitzvah. So the kashe is a very strong kashe. Monish, since there is an Issa to drink wine after the four cases. So why would Chachomim Misaki as a shoes if it costs? Tim, the Kirish Eis Alish Teis, Eich Tiknu Teis Chamishi, or Arba Teis Tiknu Rui Chamishi, the Chayim. So, but he says, Kimu Vish Nismai, the Chamis. So he should refrain, he should restrain himself from drinking water after the Arba Teis. So what kind of an Israel is there in drinking water? Eich Tiknu, the Kim Kirish Eis Alish, Eich Tiknu Teis Chamishi, 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 Eich Tiknu After the Korban Pesach, we also come back to the Michle, but we missed the egg. In the Maftir, the Pesach, the game on, so there the Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat Eichle. But Mashke, after the Korban Pesach, after the Achille, after the Korban Pesach, you are allowed to eat. But we missed the egg, after the Yayim in the Tzimuras. We heard the Omar, we should have been able to eat the Mephoresh Berushalme, shall we eat the we shall eat the Leima, Halle. We came to the Mishmuel, come. We hold שיהיה מותר, אפילו לפי המפורשים, בין שליש אם יביא לא ישתה, שהוא יפק את המצה, מקום לו כממים למים, אלו ביי, דום יהיה, בירשלישי ישתה למים ביי, כי איך את מקרו לי מכן, אני לא ליר. ומי הריב עמוד עבו, למין הגריל עמיס, לישתס, נת לקבני זה תיבר. למין הגריל עמיס, that מים יעלה אותי, כן רמו אולסה פסקס, that מים יעלה אותי. וגם רב אלפס את המים, ולא עושה רק יעד. Now, so, but what's the reason for drinking wine? So he asks the kashe, and Pesach doesn't give any talents against this kashe because he's massive. This is not just Ikashi, it's also. But that the Shitra means the level, that Hamishi, Imo of Alakotu, but that's only a Keshel Jews, it's not a Keshel Mitzvah. So why should the Chachomim be Misake? So the answer is, Enochaname, the Chachomim were all Misake, and that's why the Python formulates it that way. Kibel is the Smiley Chamis. However, if there's a Tzera, Im Chele were reasonable, Im Nabil Chele. Means he feels the need. So, Im Chele were reasonable, so Boyer, Mishacham, and Mishamenes, so the Chachomim were Misake, a case Chamish, but otherwise not. Otherwise not. Now, so then, if he drinks it as a case of ochor, then he's not even Nisya. But if he wants to drink it, he's a Nisya. And he wants to drink it just like that, then he's not allowed, then it's a Nisya Gom. It's a Nisya Rabbon. What is the time for this Nisya Rabbon of drinking after the Arba Tesis? So, Tesis mentions two times. One time is that because he shouldn't become Shikin. He shouldn't become Shikin. Now, so what do we care if he does become Shikin? So let us say, when does he drink the fourth course? When does he drink the fourth course? After the Hallel and after Nishmas, after everything. So who cares if he'll become Shikin? So he'll become Shikin. So the answer is, because Kolamarbel is Abba Bitsias Mitzrayim, Harez Mishumach. So he already fulfilled his chayit after the four cases, but if he continues to say Bitsias Mitzrayim, so then it came a mitzvah. And the Piyutim that we say, also if Nisi Mifreiso, Vashmir Ezeh Alaylo, and Dibn, Echad Miyedeya, and Dibn Chadgadio, Amir Chadgadio, has profound meaning in Chadgadio. So with that he's also Mikayim. Of Kolamarbel Misaper Bitsias Mitzrayim. It's not just, an interesting story for children, the Goyen has a Perush on Chad Gadio, all the Dere Yisroel have Perushim, all kinds of Perushim on Chad Gadio. So in other words, he's Mikayim, there is a Mitzvah Kiyumis of Kolamarbel Misaper Bitsias Mitzrayim, Hareze Mishuro. So if he becomes Shiker, so then he will not be able to be Mikayim the Mitzvah Min Amufcha of Kolamarbel Misaper Bitsias Mitzrayim. That's why it's okay. So that is one time. But then some of the Shayim give another time that it should not negate the Talmatic. It should not negate the Talmatic. That will be the Talmatic. Now, and then another time, the Mordechai mentioned, the third time, because Shemirek Kimei Sivalakis. Mirek Kimei Sivalakis. So that's the third time. Now, so the time, so taste. The Amyesif Devalim Shite is, Amyesif Devalim Shite is, that it is, that Ibn Mayim is awesome. But then, all the other Rishayim are Chilik, that Mayim is Mutah, but there is a Machlik at Rishayim. Some Rishayim say, Mayim is Mutah, but Adam Mashkim, Adam Tanyayim is awesome. Mashayim Keish, the other Rishayim say, that only Yayim is awesome. But all other mashkim, not only mine is muta. All other mashkim is muta. Now, so according from the point of view of the Tam, it shouldn't become shikir, so only I should be awesome. Or something else said the word shakir. But let's say, like orange juice, that it's not shakir, should be muta. From the point of view of the Tam, shall ye nira ki meisi, al takonis hachomi? So only Yayin should be awesome. But other things not, even Dvor Mamshakim shouldn't be awesome. From the point of view, shall Yivate Otah Matze, so then not only Yayin is awesome, but Komashim is awesome. And from Yisit Tevelim holds that even Mayim is awesome. And the other Rishayim will say that Mayim is Muter, but Adamashkin is awesome. They hold Adamashkin, not Mayim, will be Mivate Otah Matze. But Mayim will not be Mivata Tamatsi. Why should it be like that? I don't know. There is probably a reason for it. All right, give them up. The Lomo Nikosh Mihal Agot. Omer Rabbi Echem Mishakodish Boruch Hu Yishivu Mishalilo Umchalek Mizemiz Chol Berg. Omer Rabbi Shem Elayiv. Hanes Chimishishoyi Kenegid Mi Kenegid. Chobov Deireis, שבורו הקדוש ברוך הוא בלומד ולינו שם להם תאירו, ניזון ריסי בחז אומר רב חיז, מהי דכסי? Now we shall see that how a God is expressive of the general schwach we do it, that is to be expressed for the general chasod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the name of Goyim would ask Shailes, so they would be told that they too, I mean, it's proper for them too, but they don't ask any Shailes. But Jews, so I'm mechuyev to express general schwach we do it for the general chasod. אומר רב חיז, מהי דכסיב, הוילו על השם כתאים? הוילו על השם שכאילו חמוסי שעודו מדבוסי. אושר בשירי, ועסעוני, בסעוי, יוסם בביצוסי, אמונו ביטל בנרוס. נדרו עצור, when someone has to be punished by the Hashgoche, so the penalty, if it's a monetary penalty, so the monetary penalty is meted out in accordance with his means. נדרו עצי, if he's an Oshir, so then, So he's deprived of the share. If he's an army, so we say. If he's Yosem of his Beitza, if he's an Amone of Tamarusa and so. Omer Amich, Koshim is an Eitza, Shal Odom Kifrayim Kideo. Dilo Biel des Ksi Beetze, Uv Mizein des Ksi Veitza. Veitza. Vei Omer Amich, Koshim is an Eitza, Shal Odom Yesam Nagul. Dilo Bigulo Ksi, המלוך הגוי אל איסי מקורו, מלוך בעלו, ומזיינס כסיב או לקימו רייס. I mean, I think that this can be explained in accordance with the explanation given by the goyim, that there is a yom, and of a maimer in Mesechus Tainis. The Gemara says in Tainis that שולש מפתח יש ונמסרו לשליח. שולש לבשר יש נתים לפריח. הירויה, קשומי ופרנוס. In other words, all other keys were turned over to a messenger. But three keys, the Mafteach of Parnose was not turned over to a messenger, the Mafteach of the Goyen, pregnancy, and the Mafteach of Kshom, of Rey. So the Goyen gives a remarkable explanation. He says, now Shliach, the Chuki Ateva, that's the Shluchim Shlach of the Hor. I mean, the laws of nature. So manifest the will of God. So they are the Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything that takes place in accordance with this, a principle of causation, in accordance with certain laws of nature, that means that the Mafteach was turned over to Shliach. To Shliach. By which you can figure it out, how it led. But there are three phenomena that were, so of course, I mean, even the Chukei HaTeva, I mean, are carried out by Hashgoches HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Hashgoche, I mean, and even the Hashgoche Protis is carried out through the framework of the laws of nature. In other words, there is Hashgoche Protis and there are laws of nature. So isn't there a stira between the two? Laws of nature means that everything has to conform to certain laws. And Hashgoche Protis implies, I mean, that it's according to the mindset of the human being. So isn't there a stira? And there is no stira, because the Hashgoche of HaKadosh Baruch Hu manipulates all the events and the vicissitudes of life so that everything will be carried out within the framework of nature. So that's called Mafteach, that is Nimsa Peshlech, the Hashgoche Protis. But there are three areas where the Hashgoche Protis is carried out directly, not through a messenger, not through the customers, not through the laws of nature. Which areas? So Hiroyen, he says. Well, sometimes, I mean, you see it. You see it constantly. You know, sometimes a person, a woman is an analysis, all right? So she can't, according to the laws of nature. Or the man is a source. So he can't have children. But that's highly unusual, I mean that a couple doesn't have children because either the husband or the wife, you know, can't have children, according to the laws of nature. And if this happens, so today there are many ways, you know, of enabling the men or the women for certain operations and so on, and hormones. So dafke, when the meniyeh consists in the law of nature, so there is a way to overcome it today. But 95% of the cases where couples don't have children, so the doctor will say nothing wrong with the woman, nothing wrong with the man. But she just doesn't conceive. So what does it mean? That Hashgacha Pratis is carried out directly, not through the framework of the laws of nature. Now you won't find me that there is a real of these words. The Goyim says it, the Goyim says it in a few words, but this is what he says. The Goyim says, Uchvaromru, harbi filizofen, sheyiroye inaymitolu, bechuki atem. He says that. So I mean, this is, you see a counter. The same thing is true, says the Goyim of Kshomi. So all right, we have the rain prophet, who predicts it will be rain, there will be showers, it will clear up. Many times the prediction comes true, many times it does become true. But even those times when the prediction comes true, so when does he make the prediction? Very close, but no one could predict what kind of weather it will be, let's say, 3 years from now. But let's say, the Rikochama could be predicted for all the years to come. Why? Because the Rikochama takes place according to certain laws, but the weather doesn't take place according to certain laws. We saw it here in Chicago, this Pesach, you had a snowstorm on Pesach. So in other words, so the Mafteach of Kshomi, the Hashgacha Pratis, works directly. It doesn't operate through the framework of the laws of nature. And then Parnose, I mean, and that is more obvious than anything else. So as the Goyim points out, and also in two words, in other words, if, let's say,